Your Philips and Papier FT Surgeon Care. Today's date is 09/16/2024. Dictation is for Miss Rudolph. Cheryl Rudolph. Rudolph spells R-U-D-O-L-P-H. Cheryl spells C-H-E-R-Y-L. Date of birth is 07/19/1963. This is a 61-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Michelle has a history of insomnia, alcohol abuse, anxiety, depression, hypothyroidism. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill? She stated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she would like to have some changes to her medication period. She stated that Trazodone is no longer working for her. With her sleep, she says when she takes it, it makes her pee a lot. Next line, she indicated that she has taken Ambien in the past and that worked well for her. I would like to go back on Ambien, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 92% at room air. Blood pressure is 144/96. Pulse 88. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion. No rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac regulating rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgia gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and 3, cranial nerve sutures is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is insomnia. Number 2, depression. Number 3, alcohol abuse. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, hypothyroidism. Number 6, hyponatremia, mild. Number 7, carotid artery stenosis, mild. Next paragraph. Today we did an ultrasound patient because she's on so many medication. We like to assess her. Or organs status or circulation, or carotid artery, there is evidence of carotid artery stenosis, less than 20% occluded. All other liver, kidney, pancreas appears normal. Next paragraph. A review of patient's labs. These labs were drawn at an outside facility. Patients see a specialist for her thyroid and usually gets blood drawn at the specialist office and faxed to us. All indices are normal except for sodium, which is mildly below normal, 131 versus 135. No medication indicated. The patient was educated on what and conservative methods to get her sodium backup, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication was refilled as follows. Furosemide, 40 milligrams, 1 PO in the AM, 90 days. Number 90, next medication, spironolactone, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, fluoxetine, 40 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days. Number 180, next medication, aripiprazole, ARIPIRAZOLE, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, fluticasone, propionate, nasal spray, 2 puffs, Panair's BID. Next medication, Ambien, 10 milligrams, 1 PO QHS. Number 90, next medication, levothyroxine, 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, naltrexone, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Robaxin, 1 PO QHS, 30 days. Number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. We discussed findings on ultrasound and advised that we will monitor that lesion in her neck. And if it changes, we will send her to a specialist. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.